Hello, a heart refined friend. So I know I had already made the plan where I was going to go through my retreat notes for the 6-week period. However, I'm going to take a slight detour here on this Thanksgiving week and do what I'm calling a Thanksgiving week devotional. Now, for those of you who follow me on Facebook or Patreon, you've already seen it, you've heard it. But I have got each day this week, I'm going to be doing something, including Thanksgiving Day, which I have a very special little message for that day. However, I'm going to start doing this because I think this is really important. If you follow along in my book at all, day 32, which is page 79, of A Simple Surrender, the 40-day devotional, I start talking about something that all of us women struggle with. And if you say you don't struggle with it and you've never struggled with it, I'm gonna have a hard time believing you because this is human nature. The name of this devotional is called Creating Me a Clean Heart, but it is very specific about gossip and some of those dirty little places where we allow our hearts and our mouths to go. And it's not just totally our mouths either, it's the language of our bodies, of our faces. And I'm going to tell y'all what, ladies, when we make this statement about if my mouth doesn't say it, my face will, and while I think, haha, that's funny, we got to be careful because the question is not, do people understand you? Do people agree with you? Do people get put in their place by you? Or the question is actually, do they taste the love and joy of Jesus Christ through every part of the language that flows out of your body? So let me start this by reading the prayer that is on this devotional, and then we'll dig into God's word. So it says, Holy God, I pray today that every word that comes from my mouth, whether it be a sweet word of worship or a firm word of rebuke, I pray that it represents your holiness and the first fruits of the spirit of your Son, Jesus. I pray that the spirit of defensiveness, gossip, and quarreling will be bound from my heart. I pray that you, Lord of hosts, would call on angel armies to stand post around me and every place I visit today. I pray that I will feel and know the unmistakable, undeniable presence of you, God, my rock and my redeemer. I know for a fact, if I stand in your presence, all of my responses will glorify you. Amen. Okay, so the question is, or the thought is, that's a beautiful prayer, but is it the prayer of our heart? And, you know, how do we get there? It's not going to be just because we make a declaration. I did a study back over the summer talking about David in Psalm 101. Where it was more than just a declaration, but a vow. And a vow has so much to do with this sweet place of surrender that says, Lord, I can't do this without you. I need your help. And so what is that thing? Of course, we're looking at this week, going into Thanksgiving week, one of the things that we deal with the most is frustrations and annoyances and some real difficult subjects that come to our Thanksgiving table because we have people there who generally are not there. And so we want to make sure that everything that we do when we come to that table represents the kindness of God. Because what does the scripture say? It is the kindness of God that leads to repentance. So how do we get there? Of course, there's a guidebook on how to deal with Thanksgiving and any other time of year. And of course, we know that's God's word. And the point is whether we choose to use it or not. Now, this what I'm going through, there's a bit of homework with it, and as you on podcast, you'll say, well, I'll just ignore that and just listen. I would encourage you to say you're listening while you're driving or jogging or doing whatever it is, but get home and get a piece of paper or use the notes in your phone to write down the scripture I'm talking about, because I don't want you to write down my words. They don't matter. Get in there and start writing and studying the scriptures, because that right there is what's going to lead you to the place where you need to be and where it's going to help you. And so I'm coming in at the beginning of the week encouraging you to write down these scriptures. Like I said, I'm going to be in every day this week where we're going to be talking about this. So continue to write It's an ongoing devotional beyond Thanksgiving, into Christmas, into the new year, so that we can live this way any time of year. So there's all that. So I really do believe that women, it's time for us to take a new kind of control. Like, we're ones who love control. So why don't we, in the name of Jesus, take on a new kind of control by setting the mood with a reverence for Him, for the only one who has set us free. And if we live in that way, thinking of that we were bought with a price, and therefore honor God with our bodies, with our body language, with the movement of our mouth, our tongues, and so on. So, I wrote in the post, I'm not above begging you to do this. And I write those words quite a bit because I'm telling you, I've experienced so much freedom from myself as I study scripture that I don't mind, like, quite legit, getting on my knees. I do beg you, but I pray for you that as you hear this or read this or whichever way you're going about, that you feel compelled to go into the word. And as I say, rest assured that I'm going to be doing this along with you, because it's really amazing. Like that last word of that prayer that says, I know for a fact, if I stand in your presence, all of my responses will glorify you. So I know for a fact, that it is amazing what happens to a heart and a tongue that's saturated in the will of God through His word. So listen here, I'm going to read parts of this devotional right now. And so just listen and chew and then be compelled to go into His word. It says, we have been called by God to guard our hearts because the heart is the root of the tongue. And most often it is by the tongue that people are won or lost for Jesus. Y'all, do y'all hear that responsibility? And do you take that seriously? Won or lost for Jesus. Unfortunately, it is a regular part of our wretched human nature to exalt ourselves by tearing down other people. Again, we are sinners saved by grace, and we are the righteousness of Christ, but in our sinful nature, we have a tendency to default to tearing down other people. And so we have to continually take that captive and make it obedient until that is our first default, is obedience and not to tear them down. And throughout scripture, there are multiple times where we hear the do's and don'ts of gossip or slander or any other misuse of the tongue. However, until we go to the root of the problem, which is our love of sin more than our love of God, we will continue in that self-serving direction. Now think about Matthew 5, and this is verses 3 through 12, the Beatitudes. Here, Jesus teaches us how humble people live. Now, these verses indicate a heart that has decided to follow Jesus no matter what has happened or what has been said about them. And the level of decisiveness, this level of decisiveness will always warrant a godly pattern in word and deed. Think about that. Decisiveness in the mind of Christ and leaning into the character of Christ will always warrant a godly pattern in word and deed. Isn't that reassuring to you? But it takes more than just a personal decision to follow God. It takes an encounter with His holiness to be truly changed. Now, I'm shifting out of Matthew, and I would encourage you to read the Beatitudes and study them. This is Jesus. This is red letter talk right here. And so listen to what He's saying so that you can be changed by that. There's so many beautiful things, what He does for the humble, what He does for the peacemaker, what He does for those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. I mean, it's really powerful. A lot of promises there. But I'm going to encourage you now to go also to Psalm 19. And y'all, I'm going to continue to develop on this as the week goes ahead. I'm so excited because this right here is so beautiful. This is the encounter, or where that encounter with His holiness will happen in scriptures like this. But I'm going to have you camp out right here, Psalm 19. And that encounter you have with Him will produce reverence. Well, and of course, there is the fact, if you let it. The main point there is not gossip in that psalm. It doesn't even talk about gossip at all. But is the entire message that the psalmist puts out will ultimately guard and guide a heart, well, and a tongue, that is willing to obey. This is the place where we're talking about the movement of, or the language rather, the speech of creation. And again, I'm going to go more into this as the week goes along, but that right there just cracked my heart open, and it was so beautiful. So, and then I tell you, before you really do go back and dig into these scriptures, again, I have no problem begging you. not to skip this. It'd be super easy, but this right here is the thing that will change you. And as you do, though, before you go into that, ask the Holy Spirit to open the eyes of your heart to understand what Jesus was saying in the Beatitudes and then also what the psalmist is expressing. And when you read, I'm telling you, sisters, read it out loud. Even if you're like the kids are asleep and you're just kind of whispering it out loud, read it out loud. There's something that happens to your body when you speak God's word into the air around you. And let the beauty of these passages affect your inflection and your intonation. Like, really dig into it. I know I'm sort of overzealous and weird, and I get really excited in my speech. I was sort of talking about that last week in the way that we read a passage. But if you read it in the context that it is, it changes you forever. And I'd encourage you to take time specifically to write Psalm 19, 12 through 14. And there you're going to ask the Holy Spirit to physically affect you with the character of God. So much so that the inflection and the intonation of your heart. Excuse that loud noise, of course, there's somebody in a car driving by. But so much so that the inflection and intonation of your heart is changed, and you no longer have the ability to speak in any way that would grieve him or hurt another. In other words, let the word of God dwell in you so richly that others are compelled to know him by the words of your mouth. You know, there's a song by Fernando Ortega, Let the Words of My Mouth. And, of course, this is the scripture out of Psalm 51, which we will, of course, be talking about this week. But, you know, it's let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Listen to that song and let it just flow through your heart. Okay. I hope this is a blessing to you, and I hope as you prepare for that family to come, that you make the decision that you are going to be a different kind of girl, where your body language, your mouth language, everything, your face language is that glorifies the Lord. God bless you, friends. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.